the biggest difference between Mike McCoy as he's a coordinator now than his earlier stint here for you?
For me, it's not much. He's the same Mike McCoy that I knew back in, three, 4 years ago. I want to go out and put up as many points as he can on any team and just go out and blow everybody out. He want to get the playmakers the ball and do the same. He want the best for the team.
How much have you enjoyed having him back and working with him this year?
It's been great. It's been great for the guys that new guys came around to learn the offense. You know, you can see the excitement on the face to get the season started. And, I look forward to it. Answer this. If you was the head coach for the Chargers and you got fired and you played them Monday night, what would you want to do? I'd try to put up 100 if I could. I know it's impossible, but I'd try.
Okay, along those lines, a knucklehead like me was always asking you last year, what's wrong with this offense? To make a statement in this game, to say, put up a bunch of points, how big would that be in your first game of the new season?
First game to put up a lot of points? That'd be big. First year for a lot of new faces, like I was saying. New offense for a lot of new faces. And if we can go out and, score like the way we want to, that'd be a big statement starting off Monday night for, the rest of our season. Especially with having a defense like we got. If we can average, 28, 35 points, it'd be tough to beat us.
35 points, nobody can beat you.
What's it mean to be named one of the two offensive captains?
It means a lot. I remember my first time being a captain. That just tell me, how much my teammates look up to me, how much they count on me, and, it just means a lot.
You get one 100-yard game away from tying Calvin Johnson on the all-time list. Do you pay attention to those records? Does it mean much to you?
No, not at all. Maybe in the off season it do, but I didn't know it was one hundred yard game away. I didn't know that one, but like I was saying, my main focus is to go out every week and to try to help my team and my teammates. So I give my all. And at the end of the game, if Patrick Smythe want to come up and tell me I got a new record, I'll be happy about it. But my main focus is to go out every week and get my best so we can win.
You've been a Bronco longer than anybody else in that locker room right now. Is there a responsibility that comes with that?
Kind of, because you have younger guys that look up to you, that ask you questions when you most of the time, a lot of people know I don't talk much, but I sit down and talk to them, because if you pay attention and you sit back and you look at some of the pros on our squad, and you see how long you wonder how long they've been in the game, how long, I've been a Bronco, younger guys take it in and look at it. So, it's big to have that role because, like you said, I'm 8 years now. A couple guys behind me, and I take pride of it. I go out every day. I give my all on the practice field when I'm out there, and I do whatever I can to help everybody out.
What kind of testament is it to you, though? You said you don't talk much. I think most people know that, at least like a rah-rah guy, but then you keep getting voted captain, seems like almost every year. So what's that say about your leadership style?
Well, it's a different leadership style than, I can say what of a Peyton Manning. If I see somebody down or see somebody having a long day, I go up to them and talk to them. And I do those type of things, what, some people don't see. I come in, be about the first person here, either rehabbing or working out or doing whatever I got to do, making sure I get my work put in. And, guys start seeing that. So I think that's one of the reasons. And then, of course, if anybody won't have a problem with anything and scared to ask the coach, they come to me. Because I ask him, that's what it's about, to have an understanding. So I think that helped as well.
Kiki, what about this offense has the biggest potential capacity to surprise folks? I think everyone knows about what Mike McCoy brings to the table. What do you think could be the biggest surprise factor for those out there about this offense?
The biggest surprise, of course everybody know we can run the ball, but with this offense they think it's all pass, because you got me, Emmanuel, Benny. Then you're going to be surprised with, the tight ends going out making plays. But I think our running game is going to pick back up from where it was the past couple of years. I say that last year wasn't our best, but our running game is going to be big this year, and it's going to help us out all around.
DG, you've had five straight 90 catches and over 1,000-yard seasons. What kind of goals do you have heading into this year?
Well, the goal is to get the Broncos back into the playoffs. I know I can't do that individually by myself, but I'm going to do whatever I got to do to help the team get there because, like I always say, it's boring going home early. It's been twice in my whole career I didn't make the playoffs. So I think the main thing is going out, you know, taking care of my body, staying healthy. I think that's one of the reasons I had 90 catches over 1,000 yards 5 years in a row and, you know, being a pro.
All right. Thanks,
Boom, I'm done.